The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Power for today has started. Power for today is coming your way right now. Today is a brand new day that the Lord has given to us, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. Let's thank the Lord for the day of gladness. We thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we uplift you. Father, O God, unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the worship, unto you be all the honor, unto you be all the adoration. Yes, Lord, unto you be the glory, unto you be the worship, unto you be the honor, unto you be the adoration. Thank you for the blessing of this day. Thank you for the blessing of life, O God. We are grateful unto you. We celebrate you, O God. We honor you. We exalt you. We uplift you. Ile papa rakata kaba ita. Ibrokoto kaba rababa itala basha. Lebebebebe keteke barokoto kaba iteke bara. Ibrokoto kaba rababa itale beshe. Lebebe keteke barokoto kaba itale beshe. Ile papa itake barokoto kaba yakata kaba ya. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus. Ile papa papa, the ultimate blood. Ile papa, we are covered by the blood. We are saturated in the blood. We are secured in the blood. Ile papa, we are qualified in the blood. Le papa rakatakabaya katakabaya, the living blood, the overcoming blood, the fighting blood, the speaking blood, the blood, the eternal blood. The blood, 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 the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Le papa rakata kabayakata kabayakata. The blood that never fails, the blood that never fails. Le papa rakata kabayakata kabaya. I papa rakata kabaitale besheke teke bara. Ipakataka barakataka ba itoka ya basikea. Jebebeke teke baroko toka ba itale beshe. Lebebeke teke baroko toka ba itala bashaka. Labrakataka ba itala bashaka ba rapa ba 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 ba.
Makatolo prosteke ande.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you this morning. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Father, we say you are God and you are King. Unto you be all the worship, unto you be all the honor, unto you be all the adoration. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day. King of kings and Lord of lords, your name be exalted and be uplifted. Glory, 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 glory are thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is to come. Your name be praised, your name be worshipped, your name be adored and be exalted. Thank you for every son, precious son and daughter of yours that you've given life to live today who are already online. This morning, I commit everyone into your hands. We pray that you give us individual encounters. Sorry, give us individual encounters, O Lord, and manifest your glory as never before in our lives. Thank you so much, O God, we pray, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us online. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, located at Kotobabi Town. Today is the 233rd day of the year 2023. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, be assisted by Gladys and our technicians, Boja Worldwide. We are continuing by dealing with the unyielding and stubborn Pharaoh. Let the unyielding or stubborn Pharaoh give up and give way. Let the unyielding, stubborn Pharaoh give up and give way. Now we are using the unyielding, stubborn Pharaoh to unyielding situations, unyielding conditions. Beloved, you need to position yourself as a cycle and pattern breaker. A cycle and pattern breaker. Yesterday, two anointings that the Lord released. A vindication anointing, cycle and pattern breaking anointing. Vindication anointing, cycle and pattern breaking anointing. Because somebody made me a sign and got me confused, so I didn't mention this, but I think I mentioned vindication anointing. I read let's look at Exodus chapter 5. I want to look at Exodus chapter 5. I want to look at Exodus chapter 5. Today is the 21st day. Yes, yesterday was 20th, so today is the 21st day of August 2023. Gradually the year is going and our month is going, fasting, and then the prayers are still going. Exodus chapter 5, of course, verse number 1 and 2. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Again, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says, let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them back, the hand of the Lord will bring a terrible plague on your livestock in the field, on your horses and donkeys and camels, and on your cattle and sheep and goats. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and that of Egypt, so that no animal belonging to Israel will die. No animal that lives in Israel will die. Beloved, this principle is what Satan has used over the years to work against God's people. Let us look at something in Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will plague your whole country with frogs. So another let my people go. We can find it in Exodus chapter 8, verse number 1. We see another let my people go there. Let's look at, I am just taking let my people go, let my people go. Let's look at Exodus chapter 3, verse number 2, now 1 and 2. Now, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. To there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. Okay, so I haven't seen the actual listing there. Let my people go, that they may worship me. Let's look at, Exodus 3 is rather verse 12. Exodus 3:12. And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you worship God on this mountain. Okay, it is not exactly. So let my people go that they may worship me. Beloved, I am getting more insight into this. Let my people go that they may worship me. Pharaoh said, who is that, the Lord? Who is that Lord of yours? I don't know him. I will not let your people go. You know, Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, all these people are an embodiment of a principality. They are an embodiment of a principality. A principality. For instance, when you look at the king of Tyre in Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12 to 16, and Ezekiel 28, 14 to about 18 thereabout. You king of Tyre, you were this, you were that. That is Satan being described. So the king of Tyre was just demonstrating the characteristics of Satan. So Pharaoh was just demonstrating the characteristics of Satan. This was not the Pharaoh that Joseph met. After the death of Pharaoh, another Pharaoh came. That Pharaoh is about 3 feet tall. Very, very, very short. And very, 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 very wicked. It was during that Pharaoh that the cities of Ramesses and other cities were built. And you know, those were blood cities. They were taking away the babies to use like brick, like blocks. They would put the baby there and put tar on it. And then continue. It was at this point that the Israelites started crying unto God out of the oppression. Under the first Pharaoh, Jacob and his family had not spread so much. They enjoyed great relief. They were really welcome because of Joseph. But after the death of Joseph, another Pharaoh came. The Bible says that he, when you read verse chapter 1 of Exodus, he knew not Joseph. And he decided to maltreat the people of God. You know, it is just like changing government. You know, the reason why people are so much into politics, especially Christians, what they haven't done for the Lord, they do it so much in politics, is that this one knows that when my government comes on into power, it will favor me. It will favor me. Yes. When this person comes, it is my time and my time. So that was how this happened. The first Pharaoh was the time and the time of Jacob and the family. But the second Pharaoh who came, it was something else. You know, Moses was raised as a cycle and pattern breaker. Be a cycle and a pattern breaker. Be somebody who rises in the family to ensure that something ceases. Some negative cycles and patterns ceases. Be somebody who rises up in the church. Be somebody who rises up in your office, in your community. Every child of God, you are a cycle and a pattern breaker. Every child of God. But because we have not seen ourselves that way, that is why these things continue to happen. We have not seen ourselves as cycle and pattern breakers. That is why things still remain like that. But the moment you see yourself and you take your stand, I tell you that you begin to see a lot of changes. I'm not saying that you should go and stand there and say, I have come to break cycles and patterns. No, 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 no. You just become conscious of it and accept that ministry. In your bedroom, beside your bed, you can rule this nation. beside your bed, in your closet, let me say closet, you can rule this nation in your closet. You can rule this nation. In fact, you can rule the whole world. In your closet, you can rule the whole world. Pharaoh was very unyielding and stubborn. God himself made Pharaoh unyielding and stubborn. When you read, there was a point where God was saying that, for this purpose, I raised you up. Yes, so that I may display my power. You know, there were times that God told Moses, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that Pharaoh will never let the people go. You see, God wanted Pharaoh's cup to be truly full, so that when he unleashed his judgment or punishment on him, God will feel good. You see, God doesn't just punish all. No. You know, God sees people as toddlers, immature, like that. So he will wait sometimes for the evil to get to a certain level before he acts. Yes. Before he acts, you can see that in the Bible. He said, until the sin of so and so reaches so and so point. Because our God gives room for a change. He gives room for repentance. Because when he acts, nobody can reverse it. So God is very slow in acting. And you know, what I just received today, I didn't wake up early. What I just received is that we shouldn't cooperate with situations. Don't cooperate with situations. Don't cooperate with the unyielding thing. How do we cooperate? We cooperate by the things we say. Why is this thing not changing? Why is this situation not changing? Why is this thing not reversing? Rather say, this situation must change. This situation must yield. This thing must surrender. I see you changing. Whether you like it or not, you are changing. Whether you like it or not, you are surrendering. But rather, why is only me? Why is this situation like this? Why is nothing happening? Why is it keeping so long? When we put it like that, we are cooperating with the situation. And the Lord said, we must see him in every situation. We must see the Lord in every situation. Because the Bible says that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called by his purpose. All things. The situation, you may not see, it is not meaningful. But the Bible says that it is working together for your good. You can't see, you will not see actually what is happening, what God is doing. But the Bible says that it is working together for your good. It is working together for your good. So let us see God inside every unyielding situation. Let's see the hand of God. And as we are aware now, Every unyielding situation has a foundation. A foundation has a license, has a legal hold or a legal right or a legal ground. That is why in dealing with the unyielding situation, take away its license, take away its legal hold and legal ground. Do you know the legal hold of Pharaoh on the Israelites? The legal hold of Pharaoh is found in Genesis 15. Genesis 15 from verse 13. What God said, Genesis 15:13. Then the Lord said to him, that's to Abraham, know for sure that your descendants will be strangers in a country, not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. 14. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. 16. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure. You see, the sin has not yet reached its full measure. I just said it. That sometimes God will allow the situation, people to get to their zenith, their worst before he intervenes. But you see, before God intervenes, our precious might have risen and gotten out of hand. Risen and gotten out of hand. You know, beloved, as we pray, I want us to understand that we have a living God. We have a living God. Honestly, there are some situations that you don't feel anything about God. Sometimes you think that God is even angry with you. Sometimes you will think, I mean, you can't describe your mood. But our God is still in control. He is still the living God. The unyielding Pharaoh, he's only unyielding to you, not unyielding to God. And like I said, any situation that is not yielding, it means that God is going to crush it once and for all. Any situation that is not yielding, any human being that is not yielding, it means God is going to crush it once and for all. You will not see it again. That is why sometimes the situation will go that way. What at all is God doing in this? God is definitely ensuring that the situation will end in your favor. It will end in your favor. It will end in your favor, and it must end in your favor. It will end and must end in your favor. It will end and must end in your favor. I say it will end and must end in your favor. God wants you to give that testimony before he calls you. I have a friend who used to say that the day you stand before God, he will ask God many questions. You know, you will not have many questions to ask. You cannot have many questions to ask. Because the day that you stand before God, He has answered all your questions. You understand too much. You understand that it is even in your interest that you went through what you went through. The unyielding Pharaoh, it is time. Moses went to Pharaoh 9 times. The 10th time that Moses appeared to Pharaoh, it was a prophetic appearance. Pharaoh declared to Moses, "The day I see your face again, you will die." And let me tell you, the day you see your face again, you will die. Moses also declared, "You won't see me again. You will not see me again." And indeed, you know, Moses and this fellow, they grew together. They grew together. It was this fellow, it was the father's time that Joseph went to Egypt and then Jacob, Joseph and the brothers, they came. I mean, it was during his time, the father who found, it was the father's daughter, the sister. It was the sister who found Moses by the side of the Nile. It was the father. Yes. It was the father. So they grew together. And then, that is what history says. And then he took over after the death of his father. He took over. And so they knew each other. But then when Moses went to spend 40 years in Midian, and after 40 years, you are coming back to confront me and saying that I should let the people go. Who are you? But you see, because of the hand of God that was upon Moses, Pharaoh could not actually resist Moses so much. You know, after every encounter, Pharaoh will say, "Call on your God. I will let you go now." The moment the situation changes, Pharaoh will change his mind. You see, don't play with the devil. The devil has no feelings. Satan has no emotions. Take this, Satan has no emotions. Satan has no feelings. Satan has no emotions. Satan has no feelings. He has no feelings. He has no emotions. That's a personality called Satan, adversary. That's a personality called devil. But you see, his legal rights were actually taken away by Jesus Christ on the cross. We are to enforce. One of the things that Satan used to gain advantage of us is ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When Satan knows that you know, and you know who you are in him, you know what Christ has achieved for you, you know what you have inherited, he is very careful about you. It doesn't mean that he will still not attack. Now he will use your weaknesses. He will use your weak areas to attack you. And that's what he has been doing. Satan is not using bazooka or any AK-44. No. 47. Never. He doesn't use those things. Simple thoughts. Satan will just drop a thought. Are you sure you can achieve this? Are you sure of this? This thing, are you sure of this? Then you begin to brew over the thought. Like we've been dealing with this week, we are going to deal with that proper again. People who speak evil about us. People who speak evil, negativity about us to other people. Who take those things to work against us. Are you sure this thing will work? Are you sure you can marry this lady? Are you sure you can marry that man? That speaks volumes. It speaks volumes. Are you sure you can work with this person? It speaks volumes. Volumes. Yes. Why is it that I'm being told that? Is this something the person is hiding from me? Let me watch. Oh. So we need to be careful what we say about people to people. Let people discover people for themselves. I like that statement so much. Whatever you know about somebody, keep it to yourself. And let others discover people for themselves. Because maybe what you see, the other person will not see. It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. What you see as a problem in the other person is not a problem. To the other person, it's not a problem. But because you have said, can you, are you sure this person this? That person is going to look for that thing. And even when it is not there, it is going to be created. Because thoughts create. There are three creative areas of our mind. As a man thinks in this, I mean, our minds, our heart, and our mouth. Our mouth creates and also launches. Our mouth, it creates and also launches it. The mind will create. The heart will create. But until the mouth launches it, it has actually not taken action. The action has not started. The mouth is like the trigger. Yes, the mouth is the trigger. The moment the mouth, thank you, my sister Akofa, it's a long time. Papa, you are very right. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. It is a mouth. That the mouth is a trigger. So the mind creates that thought alone, settle and is creating. And the heart is brewing. You see, we are human. So one day the person acts in a certain way. Say, aha, they told me so. You have launched it. You have launched it. They told me so. You have launched it. So we need to be very careful. You know, one of the reasons why it is difficult to say these things. Sometimes actually we are reaping what we sow. Because the negative thing you have said about somebody, the gossip you have done about a friend to a friend, somebody to somebody, that may be what you are reaping. Because what you sow, you reap. So it is very, very important for us to be careful what we say about each other and to other people. Because in doing that, I am telling you that we are reaping. the day in which we are days that we need to be very careful. God is just revealing to me that, look, people have issues. Even in the church, people want somebody to talk to. So those of us who have opportunities to stand before people, let's be careful. Yesterday I was telling the lady pastor, even when we go to church, make sure that you say a good word to somebody. That's why it is good that we fellowship. You know, sometimes when people come to me after church, in line there, this, some will be dropping envelopes. Pastor, I'm sowing this. Pastor, I have this for you. Pastor, yes. Or sometimes some of the envelopes at the altar, then when people come, they give them to me because they don't know what is inside. From yesterday, I started telling people that write your name. Write your name. Write your name. And then very soon, I'll start adding that write your number. Because about 2 or 3 weeks ago, an envelope that was when I came home and I opened a letter, a note that was inside. I don't even know how to announce that for that person to come and see me. I don't know how to announce it. It is too, when you hear the thing, you can't eat. What the person is going through. What the person is going through. That's why from now, I will really, those of you come to see me after, when you are coming, and please write your name and your number on it. So that if there is something in it, I can communicate with you, we can meet, and then we can talk. Had it not been that way, we are fasting, it would have been difficult for me to eat. I said, what? And people are sitting down. So beloved, let's be careful the way we handle people and the way we handle each other. The days in which we are, there are many pharaohs in people's lives. There are many unyielding situations, unyielding sickness and diseases, unyielding conditions. Things are not changing. Things are not changing. Moses said to God, if the Israelites, if Pharaoh will not listen to me, how can the Israelites listen to me? If Pharaoh is saying, I will not let them go, how will the Israelites listen to me? Do you know, Yatia Bre, we have heard and heard and heard, and that is where we are now. We have heard prophetic words. We have heard, it shall be well, it shall be this, it shall be this. But do you know, let's persevere. Let's persevere like the widow in Luke 18 in the parable. Let's persevere. Because one day, it will not be that it is unyielding. Like Pharaoh, the Egyptian you see today, you will not see them again. I'm saying, the Egyptian you see today, you will not see again. As long as our God is on the throne and alive, and Jesus is at the right hand side of the Father interceding for us, and the Holy Spirit is in us leading us, let us just persevere. Let us not give up. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Father, we thank you.
Thank you for the revelation.
Begin to thank the Lord right now. Begin to thank the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant
child. As a covenant child.
As a covenant
child. As a covenant child.
As a covenant
child. I come to your throne.
I come to your
as
throne.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
I am your 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 covenant
child. I come to your throne.
I come to your
as a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As your covenant child,
as your covenant child.
Li papa rakata kabalo kutu kabaya.
I come to your throne.
Li
brekete
kibara kata kaba itale beshe.
I thank you for this
li papa rakata kaba itale beshe kete kibara.
Because you have assured me that Lord, your ears are open to my prayer. Your ears are open to my prayer. And your powerfulness, your almightiness. Yes, Lord, manifest the answers. Father, we thank you, Lord. I come before you as your covenant child, whom you have purchased with
yes,
the blood of Jesus. Whom you have purchased with the blood of Jesus. Whom you have purchased with the blood. You have purchased me with the blood of Jesus. I am so grateful for making me so precious.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I come against the unyielding Pharaoh.
I come against the unyielding Pharaoh.
And the stubborn Pharaoh.
And the stubborn Pharaoh.
Every unyielding
every
Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
And stubborn Pharaoh.
And stubborn Pharaoh.
In my life.
Life
in the name of
in
Jesus
the name
Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Any license. Any legal right.
I have given to you.
That is causing you. Not to give up. Not to give in.
I command.
That in the name of Jesus.
I take away.
Your license.
I take away.
Your legal right.
I take away.
Your license.
I take away.
Your legal right.
I take away.
Your license.
I take away.
Your legal right.
I take away your license.
I take away your legal right.
I take away your license.
I take away your legal right.
Any ancestral license.
Any generational license. Any family license.
Any parental license.
Any personal license.
That you are operating on.
That you are operating on.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant. I take it away.
I take your license away. I take your legal right away. I take your license away. I take your legal right away.
I take it away.
I take your legal right away.
I take it away.
I take your license.
I take it away.
I take your legal right. I take it away. That legal right that gives you the audacity to keep operating in my life. Yes, working against me. I take it away with the blood of the new covenant.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every stubborn Pharaoh. Behind this situation.
Behind this situation.
I command you.
I command
in the name of Jesus Christ.
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 And with the blood.
And with the blood.
Of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
I command you to give up.
I command you to give up.
And give way.
And give way.
Give up and
give up and give way.
Give up and give
up and give way.
Give up and
give up and give way.
Give up and give
way. Give up and give way.
Anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
That you are holding.
That you are holding.
That you are holding on.
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 Give it up and give way.
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 Give it up and
give
way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it
up and give way.
Give it
up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Shakata.
Give it up and give way.
Give
it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way. Anything of mine you are holding.
Anything of mine you are holding.
Anything of mine you are holding.
Give it up and give way.
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 Give way.
Give it up and 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 give way.
Give it up and
give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Give it up and give way.
Shakatakata.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Ipeketeke barakata. Ipokutuka barakata.
Ipakaranda ilabako.
Ipeketeke barokoto.
Ikato kabande ilabakari.
Ipeketeke barokoto.
Give it up and give way. 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 Anything of mine that you are holding on to, you are commanded right now to give it up and give way. To give it up and give way.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
See every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
And stubborn Pharaoh.
And stubborn Pharaoh.
Your right has been taken away.
Your right has been taken
your
away.
Your license has been taken away.
Your license has been taken
you have
away.
No right.
You have 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 no right.
Again.
Again.
To keep on holding
keep
on.
Keep on holding
you
on.
Have no right.
You 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 have no license.
You have no right.
Your license has been taken away.
Your license.
Your right has been taken. Taken away.
Your right has been taken
your
away.
Your license has been
your
taken away.
Your license has been taken away.
Your right has been taken
your,
away.
Your right has
your
been taken away.
Your license has been taken away.
Your license has been
your
taken
right
away.
Has been taken away.
Your right has been taken away.
Therefore, this week.
Therefore, this week.
This week.
This week.
I want to see.
I want to see.
I want to see.
I want to see
my testimony.
My testimony.
I want to experience.
I want to experience
my testimony.
My testimony.
I want to celebrate.
I want to celebrate
my testimony.
My testimony.
I want to celebrate.
I want to celebrate
my testimony.
My testimony.
My expectation,
expectation,
my dream,
my dream,
my destiny,
my destiny,
my prophetic word.
prophetic word.
I want to celebrate it. Because your license,
yes, because your license has been revoked.
Your license has been taken away. In Jesus' mighty name. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any negative voice. That is set against me.
Any negative voice. Be shut down. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare my stand. As a cycle and pattern breaker. I take my stand.
In the blood.
New covenant.
Every negative cycle, every negative pattern
in my life, ancestral cycles and patterns, family cycles and patterns, generational cycles and patterns, tribal cycles and patterns, national cycles and patterns, parental cycles and patterns. I take my stand in the blood of Jesus Christ. I break those patterns. I break them right now, this week. The cycle must break. What I haven't heard before. I should hear it.
The good news.
I've never heard.
For a long time.
Let me hear it.
As a sign.
Of the breaking. Of the cycle and the pattern.
of the cycle and the pattern,
that negative experience,
that
I've been having
this week.
I should never have it.
Yes, Lord.
As a sign
of the breaking
of the negative pattern and cycle.
I declare
this week I break your cycle. Ipakata kabarakata. I take my stand against the cycle and pattern.
In
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, may you have a testimony.
Amen.
Your testimony should be the next.
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 Yes, Lord.
Your testimony should be the next.
Amen.
Your testimony should be the next.
Amen.
Let the Father in heaven, let our Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand side of the Father, my Lord Jesus, what is your intercession doing? I am asking you, Lord, answer me. What is your intercession doing? As you are interceding for us, and we are also giving our corresponding action, not sleeping, but we are praying. Morning podcast, 11th hour prayer parade, evening. Lord, let us see the effect of your intercession. This week, let us see the effect of your intercession. Or is your intercession doing some other things and doesn't care about the happiness in our daily life? No, Lord, no. Let the pharaohs give up. Let the unyielding pharaohs give up. That is why we have taken away any lances that our ancestors have given. Any lances our ancestors have given. Any lances our generation has given. Have given. Any lances our tribe have given to the enemy. Any lances our family, our parents, or we have given. That is why the Holy Spirit has taught us to remove that lancet, to take it away. Even Jesus Christ took away that lancet on the cross. Jesus Christ took away that lancet. Jesus Christ took away that lancet and nailed it to the cross. We are just here to enforce, Lord Jesus, what is your intercession doing? We want tangible realities. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but it is of power. It is not a matter of principles. It is of power. It's not a matter of any other thing, preaching. It is of power. Show that power. Show that power. Show that power. Show that power. Let this week be a miracle week. A week of deliverance. Amen. A week of testimonies. Amen. Let us see your intercession. Yes, Lord Jesus, let us see your intercession in our lives. Amen. The intercessions you are making, let us smell them. Let us feel them. Amen. By the good news that we are hearing. Amen. By the things that are happening. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we uplift you because you ever live to answer prayers. Thank you so much for the answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Beloved, this is how far the Lord has brought us. I don't know why today I had difficulty. For the first time that we have been doing this program, today I just had difficulty. I don't know why. Those of you who are sensitive, you can see that I wasn't so much charismatic today as I used to be. I don't know. I don't know why. But you see, when you are hitting and the answers are about to manifest, sometimes you feel that way. It is not that I am so tired, but I am resting. I am doing this work strategically. People ask me, Papa, are you resting? Thank you very much. I rest too. Oh, I rest, eh? I am doing this work with wisdom. Yes, I rest. Yes, I rest. But I don't know. Sometimes it just happens that way. And so let's take it like that for today. Maybe some didn't experience it. Thank God if you didn't experience it that way. But then I just want to say that God willing, 11th hour, 11:30, 11th hour prayer parade is coming on this week. Today, Wednesday and Friday, just like the days of our podcast. Just like the days of our podcast, yes. And then in the evening, our prayer continues. Remember, we are in the 100-day prayer festival with fasting. Fasting for the month of August. Today is 21st. It just left you about 10 days more to end the month. The fasting will end and then the prayers will continue. So I encourage you, do the best that you can. We are focusing on now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. That's the theme. Now is my time and my 10. I hope 11:30 we'll have a good time, and Wednesday we'll have a good time. Friday we'll have a good time. I declare to you, now is your time. Now is your thing. Remember the last declaration. If the Lord Jesus Christ is really alive, which we know he is, according to scripture, sitting on the right hand side of the Father, interceding for us, what is his intercession doing? Lord Jesus, please, what is your intercession doing? Are you telling us that Pharaoh is more powerful, that this situation in our life is more powerful? Do something today. Do something this week. Lord Jesus, show yourself. What is it at all that is causing you not to show yourself? Please show yourself now. We are tired. We are fed up. Please show yourself. Lord Jesus, show yourself. Show yourself now. Show yourself now. Show yourself now. Show yourself now. Beloved, sometimes you need to get angry and talk to God like that. You need to get angry and speak like that. Because we are praying scriptures. We are being motivated by scriptures. If the Lord is seated at the right hand side of the Father, interceding for us, why are situations not changing? Why are the Pharaohs still unyielding? No! We want to see something.
Amen.
This week, we want to experience something.
Amen.
We want to hear something.
Amen.
Let the Lord, who is still alive, who ascended, at least tell us something we should do.
Amen.
Tell us a definite thing. If it is about us and you really love us, point it to us, Lord. Point something to us.
Amen.
Tell us, show us the way. That is why we are praying. That is why we are fasting.
Lord.
That is why we have not gone to any shrine,
Lord,
or anywhere. No! Situation must change.
Amen.
Things must change. We are tired. This thing must cease now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Beloved, you will see something. Sometimes it is good to talk to God like this. I'm telling you, sometimes it is good to talk like this. You will see something. This week, you will hear something. Testimonies are coming. Testimonies are coming. Sometimes it is good to provoke God, to provoke him, to provoke him like this. And I tell you that you will see. May the Lord bless you and
Amen.
Keep you. Shine upon you and be gracious
Amen.
Unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
You are the next to testify.
Amen.
And when the roll is called, your
name
and
my name
shall never be missing.
Missing.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.